everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond on this May 8th with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Bacone. Today's topic is Simple Delights. And the quote is from Rudyard Kipling. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Here's the quote. Teach us delight in simple things. We don't need money or fancy toys to have a good time. The world is full of things that can delight us. The sound of a spring robin, the scent of a flower, the smile on a child's face. You know, this reminds me of when we take a pause and we look around and we just look around. What is it that we are grateful for with just right here in this moment right now? There's always something that we can be grateful for. And yes, that we can experience simple delights. Here's the affirmation for the day. I will count the things that delight me today, and I bet I can find that most of them are simple things. What do I find delight in myself right now? I'm practicing self-care, going back to something that I used to do. I mean, I'm talking like years ago. Years ago, Sunday evening was a self-care Sunday for me. And I would always, I know this might, somebody else might think, don't roll your eyes. Don't invalidate somebody else's simple delight. I say that because I'm actually doing it myself. Here, Victor Mascagni, imposter syndrome right here live. What I used to do practicing self-care is I would always paint my nails on Sunday night. That was my gig. I'm talking years ago. I'm talking like at least 10 years ago. And I've brought back some things into my daily and weekly practices that I miss. Because sometimes we think to ourselves, well, you know, I wish I could go back to, I wish I could rehave. And there are certain things that we can. And one is giving myself a manicure and doing my nails and watching some chick flick. That's it. Sunday. That was my evening routine. And then yes, you've got, you know, beautiful nails for the entire week. And while it's simple, it brings me so much pleasure to know that, yes, I love it. It was always something that I enjoyed doing that I got away from. You know, sometimes life just gets in the way sometimes, right? And we can appreciate those things. Having good hair, having great hair. Oh my gosh, having good hair days. Those little things. I don't know, maybe you woke up today and your socks match. You actually left the house wearing matching socks. I don't know what it is, but right now in this moment, what is it that is so simple that you're like, yeah, but you know what? It brings me so much pleasure. You know what else I like too? I still have in my office things that the kids made when they were in preschool. I love and cherish these things because I remember when they were so proud of themselves to make it. You know, and they might roll their eyes and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe she still has that. Yes, like on my desk right here, I have a what do you want to call this? It's a terracotta plant holder, like a planter thing, right? And it's written on there, and it has one of my kids' handprints, and I love it. I keep rulers in there and pens and bookmarks and stuff like that. Simple pleasures. Simple pleasures. Simple delights. And the cool thing about these delights is that we can see them. We can experience them every day. So what is it that's a simple delight in your life? I don't know. Maybe it's the podcast. It's possible. Drop us a line at hello@PTSDandBeyond. And you know what? Even give us some simple delights with a like and comments, subscribe, because you want to know why? You know what's coming next. We're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.